Do they?
Well, they I saw my kids watching it.
Oh. Okay. That's awesome, I guess.
That's awesome, I guess.
You're awesome, I guess.
I am awesome.
I guess.
I am awesome.
I heard you.
There's no guessing about it.
Oh my God, Jonathan.
Hello, everybody. My name is Kazuha Oda. I'm a singer of the rock band Kazuha from Japan. And you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
It's unbelievable, this is as good as it gets. It's unbelievable, don't know what's gonna happen next. It's unbelievable, you haven't seen nothing yet. It's unbelievable, it's unbelievable. When I was a kid, I saved up all my dough so I could buy C-3PO. Put Mentos in my Diet Coke in the backseat of the bus. When I was a kid, I ate SpaghettiOs, played laser tag and G.I. Joes. And if you vowed no girls allowed, then you could join the club. When I was a kid, I spent my Saturdays blowing all Nintendo games. The newest thing was Lion King, and I could feel the love. It's unbelievable.
We're here today because we had an interview which has been at least postponed. And now we have nothing to talk about. You know, there's a lot of nudity in this book.
There is.
That's
wow.
I mean, it's not overdone, and it's mostly just her kind of in the shadows.
But she can still see boobies and stuff.
Yeah.
No, you can't. It's a shadow. Can.
She's totally a silver fox.
You see
fox.
The silhouette.
But dude, you can see the
that
nipple.
Is not a silhouette.
You she's can see, in the dark.
You can see the silhouette. Boobies and you can see the nipples.
Oh,
it's enough for Jonathan, right, bud? I mean, to be considered nudity. And there's nothing wrong with a little bit of it's. This is obviously an adult. This isn't even tagged for YA. Nope. But yeah, we're not talking about that because we don't feel like it. We've already done a graphic novel today, and we're not doing this because we're not ready. I haven't watched it. No, we're not going to do that. I haven't read it. We're just here to bust Jonathan's balls.
Read this real quick.
No, we're not.
Yeah, that's what we talked about on the way in. We're going to make fun of Jonathan.
No, we're not.
Oh.
Lenny comes first, then Jonathan.
Really?
Have you ever considered going by Johnny?
No, and don't you ever call me that.
You don't like that? What about
Johnny Storm?
Jay.
Johnny Quest. There's so many cool Johnnies. Come on, man.
No. No.
Johnny like Knoxville. What about
John Boy?
No.
You don't like John?
I like John. I just hate Johnny.
So why do you not go by John? I'm just curious. I mean,
I go by John.
You do?
I do go by John. A lot of people call me John.
Which ones?
Richard calls me John a lot.
When?
Yeah.
I've never, literally ever heard him call you John.
I don't remember calling you John that often either.
There's a lot of people who call me John. It doesn't bug me.
I'm saying you should try to push it up. It's distinguished.
I mean, people call me that, but
push it up.
The only reason why they call me that is because there's another Jonathan, and I'm just like, just call me John. Doesn't matter to me.
What if he wants to be called John? There is another Jonathan. I thought you were the only one.
Here I am.
It's got at least some fourth ball brain.
Yes, I'm sure it's very cute, Logan.
Logan's still on Garfield. Who's better, Garfield or Heathcliff?
From what I remember, Heathcliff.
Heathcliff! He's the bad boy.
You know, I like the Heathcliff cartoons, too. It never picked up like Garfield did. I mean, they made live action movies and repeated syndicated series.
Not as big as Garfield, no.
But that one series was really cool. Yep. And it's very dated now, but
Heathcliff had a cartoon?
Very old.
Oh, and it came from the comic strip, right? Yeah. Heathcliff, yeah. But back in the 80s, I think it was, and maybe early 90s, there was a Heathcliff cartoon. That's really where I got most of my Heathcliff in. But I'm still, I'm a Garfield man. Lazy over bad any day. And
suppose they didn't come to blows.
But Garfield.
Well, they did. It was about chicken.
Right. And that's, see, the only way that would actually happen is like, you know, Garfield is like Microsoft and Heathcliff, they're not Apple. They're more like Value Jet. You know, like it's not, there's not much of a fight there.
Well, Garfield lost to Heathcliff in We're All About Chicken because he had a heart attack from eating too much lasagna.
Well, see, that's just bullshit. But I always loved Garfield. That was my favorite strip in the paper, and that was
try and flee.
I liked that cartoon, the different cartoons when I was a kid, and even as an adult, pretty much. That was, I always thought Garfield. It was,
I used to like
lazy.
Peanuts.
He's a fat, lazy cat that pretty much does whatever he wants.
What?
I keep forgetting that Lenny's 10 years younger than me.
Why? Because I look so old? Thanks a lot.
No, I don't. When you say Heathcliff, when you were growing up watching him, I was like, man.
Yeah, you were already pretty much. But Garfield's older, right? Garfield came out.
Garfield's a little bit older.
Yeah,
Garfield's
60 years ago or something like that.
Give me the land.
It doesn't really matter. I don't know if we need to go to Google.
Okay. I think Garfield's a little older, but not much.
Yeah, maybe
they came out about the same time. Like I said, I'm surprised there was no copyright infringements filed.
They're not that. I mean, they're both about talking cats, but that's pretty much where it died. Yeah, but they don't. I mean,
the attitude's the only difference.
They look different.
Oh yeah,
Marmaduke.
But see, in the original, in the comic strip, there was no back in the day, especially there was no color. So
unless you get the Sunday edition.
Them, whenever they first, I'm sure, put them, when Heathcliff came out, they pretty much, they're, you know, they were still rocking really crappy technology as far as the new, like the book you have there, Logan, that's from the new Garfield show. That's done totally digitally and really, you know, liquid.
Liquid?
Odie?
Yeah.
Odie will lick you to death.
That's not what I meant by liquid, but in fact, I don't think that's the correct use of the word.
The wow.
Flows. The flowing. I don't know. Computer artwork doesn't do much for me.
I saw a clip, a short, and I don't know if they'd actually done a very long riff of it or the entire movie, but it was The Princess Bride. With lightsabers.
Oh, yes, that was cool.
I haven't seen that.
I think it was just that fight scene in the clip. But if they wanted to go all out, they could have dubbed the whole movie and like did little copyright infringements
is that the one with Andre through it. Is that the one
Andre the Giant? Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that clip.
That's his biggest role, although that guy was in an incredible amount of movies in his career. I mean, he played a lot of parts that were uncredited and a lot of parts that he was in a mask. Or he played, you know, pretty much every in that era, every giant thing that you couldn't see its face clearly was him.
And that's about with all the big guys.
I read this thing.
Jaws and James Bond. You know by Jaws, that's it. You don't really know him for much else.
Yeah.
The guy who's in Jaws? Harry Potter.
Well, that's all he's done.
Hagrid.
Yeah.
No. I heard he passed away.
I'm not sure. I don't know about that.
Who? But, the guy that played Hagrid?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, Alan Rickman died.
I know. The first Dumbledore, the first guy who died after
the second movie.
Yeah. And then I think Hagrid died before Alan Rickman because there was something about him on Facebook.
Okay.
And then Alan Rickman passed away.
Unconfirmed Hagrid's death here. You're going to make some poor Harry Potter fan out there cry and end up being a damn liar.
What about the new movie? Are you excited for it?
Am I excited for the new Harry Potter
Not
movie?
Not really.
No. Oh. Had had she decided, I don't want to say anything bad about the goddess, J.K. Rowling.
The goddess?
Had she decided to make her clever little play into a book and then a movie, I would have been a lot more excited about
that.
The thing is that she never released this book that Newt Schmander supposedly wrote. She never, all he is a name on a title, and now we're just supposed to
actually
accept
she did,
him.
Because I own it.
Oh, shit.
But I think I lost it.
About him.
Yeah, well, it was kind of like a textbook type deal, but it was all about him and stuff. And they had notes from like Hermione and Ron and Harry in it and stuff.
I don't know about that.
I don't remember where I put it. I think I ended up throwing it
away.
You're
going to need a producer. Oh, you threw away a book.
Yeah.
Real nice, Jonathan.
The top of this page and the
it bottom. Got really nasty.
I don't care.
Top of that page.
Produce that book or I'll never believe you. Moving on. What?
Okay.
Just the top of that page.
Talking about the witch?
Yeah. Read the words.
Still on Garfield.
Yes.
Logan does not break. Like, he thought we were doing Garfield, so that's where he is.
Bits of that book.
Yeah. When we say cut and take off the headsets, then we can move on to another topic. Not until then.
You guys go ahead. What am I...
I don't know what you're reading. I was making a point. What was I saying?
I don't know what. You were saying something, and then you were like, but anyway.
No, okay, so I don't really know anything about Newt Scamander. And
Batman reference.
Like, it's going to be from the same world, but it's not going to be
right.
Anything we can romanticize. Like, Harry Potter fans, they don't get to go back to Hogwarts. They don't get to go back to...
I know, and that's the second part.
The Burrow, or... Well, you know, maybe...
Gringotts.
All the favorite
Diagon
locations.
Alley.
Yes.
Unless you want to go to, like, Florida and go to, like, the theme park up there, but then that's too much
But
money.
We're talking about in the movie. So this movie is going to be
you
about...
You might have Gringotts.
It's going to be about this guy goes to America, to New York City, to what, find magical creatures and contain them? Like, he's like a Ghostbusters sort of guy. I don't know, I like...
Seems like he already has them.
I'm sure it's going to be a good movie. But like I say, like, I liked the Harry Potter movies. And I like the books, and I like those characters, and I will check this stuff out. But they're going to have to win me over because it's not any. It's just a name from a movie and a book that I read. Until they, you know, he does something like those characters did extraordinary things that I enjoyed, and you know that I think a good portion of the world, at least in my age group and younger, fell in love with. And for her to repeat that. And also, I'm really pissed off at her right now, by the way. J.K. Rowling, I love you. You're a goddess, like I said. But this whole anti-non-British, you can't come to my play, you don't get to see my new work.
And it's not just us here in America. It's the world.
Everyone's pissed off at you about this. Right. And it's like you have just lost literally billions of dollars because... I don't care. I'll still buy it. When you do finally decide to release this book, because the play's out, so once people start talking about the plot and everything, you're going to end up writing a book, even if you haven't already. I think you already have. But you're going to eventually release this book, and a lot of people are not going to buy it because they're going to be like doing this stupid boycott crap. I'm going to buy it.
I'm definitely going to buy it. Yeah.
Or is she smart? Build up the anticipation, and when it's released,
there's that too, but I think there's going to be some backlash, and especially if it's not exactly the story the fans want.
Right.
I don't know what happens in her version.
I don't know either.
This story has been told over and over on the MuggleNet. She knows it has. She's actually endorsed a couple versions.
If you go to, because she has Pottermore, the website.
The website, yeah.
I know what Pottermore is, but I'm talking about the MuggleNet, the fandom underground.
But it's isn't that what Pottermore
though.
Is for? Isn't
no,
that,
Pottermore is her own official website.
But I thought that was a fan site as well.
No, Pottermore is her hers. Site.
Oh.
She's
everything on there is canon.
There.
Yeah, everything on there is canon, and everything that isn't on there, she does not. And that, so I've already read a version of what happens. I'm just hoping she better do it better. And it really sucks that I can't read it, and I can't afford to go to this play. If we get,
I can.
This is our field of business in this thing, and we can't go. So like, it's gonna be. It seems it's so elitist, and I don't appreciate that. Like. That's what Broadway's for. Like, don't be American about it. Like, make it.
Well, we can't even afford Broadway.
At least let them produce the play for a movie and release that. Release, you know, a play made into a movie from the stage with the stage actors for the world afterwards. At least do that for us because we want to know too. And that's the real thing. Like the Newt Scamander thing is cool, but it isn't cool enough that I'm not okay. I'm okay with not seeing the Cursed Child. I'm not going to see the Cursed Child. Not this year. Not next year. So who knows when? I'll probably get to read the next George R.R. Martin book before that. Don't get me started on him. There is nothing like I could have written The Winds of Winter by now. Like, anyone that's read the series closely enough could have a pretty good idea how it's going to happen. But we need him to, like, give us the canon.
Let us know.
And it's like he's just sitting there, sitting on it, tooting. Just
he kind of reminds me of the one dude from iZombie, the detective, Babineau. Because he's a big Game of Thrones fan, too. And whenever they ask him, well, what is George A. A. Martin doing?
No, that's
not wrong. Writing.
George not R. writing. Yeah. It's George R. Martin.
Whatever.
George A. because it's copyrighted.
Oh, on that movie, it's George A. Yeah, I Zombie. I got it. Yeah.
No, actually, it was George R. R. Martin. I just said George A. A. R. Martin because I'm retarded.
No, you're not. No, I don't. You know, it's like, yeah, you get. I'm sucked into all these series, all this, especially from doing the podcast. There's even more now.
And I love iZombie. I think it's a good show.
I wasn't talking about that, but although I haven't checked it out yet, I do have it in the queue on Netflix.
You need to watch it.
Yeah, it looks pretty. I mean, there's a lot of them I want to watch.
The Flash is good. Gotham is good.
That's Gotham true. Looks really good.
It's really good.
It looks sick. I'm really excited about the Suicide Squad too.
I'm not really too excited about that.
It looks better than what I thought it was.
I wasn't super excited about it.
I'm still not. I like
until I saw like the you trailer. Have to,
like you,
the
like
trailer
you said,
is pretty good.
Like you said, I have to be sold on it. Like you said, you had to be sold on new.
Is this a Heath Ledger backlash thing?
I don't know. It just it like when I saw it, I was like, meh. I had to be sold on it.
The Suicide Squad animated movie was pretty good.
It's a fun idea. Yeah. It's the villains making a superhero team for a heroic purpose too, which they kind of give away in the trailer.
Being minions of Waller,
like, which is fun. That's fun. They're doing something different. Even
I was
more
kind of iffy
Deadpool.
On Deadpool 2.
You were what? And
I was kind of iffy on Deadpool 2.
You were the only really? One. You and were the then, only one. People
and
were so
I kept hearing
people
such good
have been
things
excited
about it.
That, except for that.
I kept hearing such good things about it. And then I was like, okay, I'm sold. I'm going to go. So, I mean, if I hear like such good things about Suicide Squad, I'll be like, okay, I'm sold. Let's go see it.
You know when I got excited about the Deadpool movie? Back when X-Men United... No, it was the Wolverine Origins movie came out. And Ryan Reynolds played Deadpool in that really crappy version of Deadpool in that movie. And I was like coming out of the theater on that one. And I was like, man, I can't wait till they come out with another Deadpool movie. Make it rated R and let Ryan Reynolds cuss. And it's going to be great.
It was great.
Yeah, and so I still haven't seen it. But yeah, I know it's going to be great.
Like, and now look who's a fanboy that has a Deadpool. Full shirt.
Jeez. Do watch the credits. It does have little bits. And
I actually got this on sale for like a dollar at Walmart.
The credits.
A dollar?
Yeah. It was on sale.
Did you pick us up, Lenny?
What was that?
What movie? You said it was at Walmart.
At Walmart for a dollar.
No, what?
They
movie?
Had it on clearance.
Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Already?
Who knows?
Wow.
No, they don't have the movie at Walmart for a dollar.
I didn't think so.
I was talking about the shirt.
No, the shirt he has on.
Okay, Deadpool. That makes more sense.
Sorry about that. My bad.
Yeah, if you got Deadpool the movie
at Walmart for a dollar
and you have not let me borrow it yet, I would punch you in the face.
Well, see, JD.
So many times.
JD was like, he was mad at me because I wanted to go watch it without him. And yeah, I was like,
you're a huge jerk.
I invited him. Like, I had invited him 2-3 times. I wanted to take him out on Valentine's Day. And he was like, no, I can't make it. I can't make it. I was like, all right, well, let's go after Valentine's Day. I can't make it. I can't make it. So finally, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go watch this movie. I'm going to tell him about it. Big mistake, because he threw a hissy fit about it.
Maybe it was
you
telling
him about
it. You
know, he might listen to this.
He hardly ever listens to
you know, every time I say that on the podcast, that's exactly the podcast my wife listens to. Like, she never listens. And now that I've said this, she is going to listen. She will. And she's going to hear her, and she's going to be like, what the hell?
You jinx yourself, dude.
No, I think it's funny. I do that purposely because she doesn't listen all the time, so that when she does listen,
no, it's just
goad her a little.
Like, I've told him to listen several times, and he's just like, I can't find it. I can't find
you know,
it. I can't find
you know, it.
Let, and I even share the link it? With him, and he can't find it.
Let's send out a public service announcement right here.
You can be found at comicpoplibrary.com. comicpoplibrary.com.
Thank you for the spelling lesson, Logan.
And even if you misspell it like Logan did, Google will probably fix it for you.
On, which part did I misspell it?
You slurred your words a little bit, I think, is what Lenny was catching.
I did go L-I-B-R-A-R.
And this is one of those podcasts that if you have a library or give a shit about comics or pop culture, you're going to want to add this to your collection of listening habits and, yeah, just really get involved. But I really think that just getting people to even your own family and friends to kind of explore the podcast, right, and share it, you know, as we air them, so that to kind of get the word out there. It's almost like people are like, well, you know, you pay Facebook to share this stuff. So, you know, it's almost like people are like waiting for you to pay now. It's like, like how much, like I literally have sent private messages to friends joking, you know, I know that share button's gotten really expensive, true, but the like button's still free. And no, right, shit, I said this to my friend, dripping so much sarcasm, it almost came off my tongue purple. And and I swear he hit the like button like 5 seconds later, never shared it. I'll tell you one way not to get it. Unless you're bad-mouthing somebody or there's something really interesting trash talk on it, or it's religious or political, or has a cat doing anything cute.
You know, a cat playing the piano or something.
Right, that's what, there instead of comic, you should have said, cute cat video, comicpoplibrary.com, and we would have been, you realize how nailed we would have gotten, like, we would have gotten everything. Just put cute cat video in front of it, and it will be shared on the internet. But advertisement. But I mean, seriously, like my own friends and family, like my own mother, they're like, "Oh,
no. Oh, like it's a cute kitty."
I like it, but there's not a cat video, and it doesn't say I have to, or God will smite me. Even though God on Facebook assures you that He will not smite anyone for not sharing that crap.
Wait, is that true?
No, He's the real God. He's on Facebook. He's got a lot of likes. More than the devil, I'll tell you that. Yeah. Although, surprisingly, Allah isn't on Facebook.
Oh, man. Poor Allah.
Yeah, he's not. Well, no, he probably is, just not with the same sort of, like, determination. God is on there, like, every day, sending it out.
He's, you know, probably, all you have to do is...
He's probably tweeting now, too. He's probably in the Twitterverse.
All you have to do is put Ahmed, the dead terrorist, on there, and Allah would definitely be on there.
Did they spell it with the phlegm?
I don't want to know what that means.
Jeff Dunham. You've never seen Jeff Dunham?
Oh, no. Okay, yes, I have. I guess I remember Ahmed, yes. He's very funny. I like him.
I kill you.
Ventriloquists in general creep me out, but I like Jeff Dunham.
I really want... That's one dude I really want to meet.
I think he's one person that realized early on that he's got a really creepy profession. And so he learned to be very funny and kind of disengaging, where people would just relax. Like, yes, I have my hand stuffed up a puppet's ass, but it's going to be funny. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. It's not going to be creepy at all. Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, the other ventriloquist that was always really impressive ever since I seen him was Terry Fader.
Yeah, he's pretty impressive.
The
I like
singing
him.
Ventriloquist. He was very impressive.
Yep. Wow.
Yep.
Kansas.
Yep.
Yep.
Our colloquialisms.
Or y'all's, no. Or ice, or nice, or rice.
Our colloquialisms know no bounds.
That's a big word. Colloquialisms.
Colloquialism.
Colloquialisms.
No, that's not correct.
Play with your L's a little bit.
Yes, grandma teacher. Lenny.
Colloquialism. Would that be it? I've seen the word, but I have never actually heard that word spoken until today.
Till now? Brought in.
That's not right.
Yes, grandma teacher.
Colloquialism.
There it is. Say it again.
Colloquialism.
Loud and proud.
Colloquialism.
There we go. All right, moving on. So, I haven't seen Gotham yet, but they have that on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on season 3 right now on TV.
So, probably like 1 and 2.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's something I definitely want to check out on Netflix.
And see,
we're so far behind. Since Richard, we don't watch Richard, on TV.
Richard,
I don't care about. Like, I'm watching season 3 of Sons of Anarchy right now. Like, that show's over. But I really, honestly, I like watching shows better when they're over. Like, I'm so stressed the fuck out from The Walking Dead. Like, it's, thank God it's only on like 18 or 12 weeks a year. Like, otherwise, well,
that's why I wouldn't have
any hair. Like, seriously,
that's why I have that magical device called a DVR. I can watch it whenever I want.
Well, I'm not talking.
I don't have to wait until the next.
I'm not really talking about that. I'm just talking about the fact that
you gotta wait.
It's not really about the wait. It's about the fact that, like, it's not already over. Like, whenever a show is already over, I can pretty much accept that anything that happens to any of the characters, in the end, they're all going to be gone. You know, but, like, as long as it's just, it's weird. Like, I really think these people are real, and I'm real concerned, you know, what's going to happen next with the group. And, like, I get really caught up. Something about it being on Netflix and seeing that it's all seven seasons or whatever are on there. Like, it, I don't know, calms me down. And yeah, I can watch it anytime I want to, and that's nice. But yeah, I really love watching the series on TV. Up until this season, I've never didn't have cable or worked during that time or whatever. And
yeah,
I just finally worked my way into a position where I actually, you know, for this month, God willing, for another month, have cable. And what else can we talk about?
So that's one thing that we just don't do. We don't have time. We're running around too much.
Well, like I said, that's why I have my magical thing called DVR, and I can watch it whenever I want.
Yeah. Do you have the Hopper?
The Hopper, no. I just have an old clunker of a DVR, thanks to Pioneer.
You got the Deer VR.
Yeah.
Is it green?
No.
Oh, it'd be cool if it was. And John Deere green.
There we go again with the John.
No, I'm just saying, you've got a Deer VR. So...
I followed that line of thought. Oh my god.
So this is just the world's longest sound test, right? We're not really
pretty much.
You're not going to get any smarter listening to this podcast, I guarantee.
No.
We're just having fun.
You may learn how to say colloquialism, but probably not.
I still can't say it.
Colloquialism?
It's closer.
I can't even say colloquialism. I can't even say what's that word I can't say.
I don't know.
Say draw. If you can't say colloquialism, just say draw.
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 Yeah.
Man.
No, that's not it.
Or if it's Irish, it's a brogue, isn't it?
Brogue.
Brogue. There it is. Yeah, an Irish brogue. Brogue.
Pretty sure that's.
I'm still trying to think of that word.
Huh?
That's what I am. Half Irish, half English.
Brogue.
Brogue. Yeah, well, it's G. So
was it spelled with a Q?
Da, da, da,
Logan's. Da, da, what are you, Logan? A quarter Irish, quarter English. Your mom's past is German.
If you want to hear a really funny story that goes along that line, I'll tell one. Logan answer that question first. Are you a quarter Irish or not?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Do you have a little Irish in you? Do you want some? I'm just kidding.
I'm half Irish, half English.
So I bet.
I'm constantly at battle with myself.
I bet. That makes perfect sense. Actually, you know, when I went to Europe, I went in 2005, and this was a time when George Bush was in the White House. Not the cool one. This was his son. Yeah, so I went to Europe, and I was there for quite a while, and we went to Holland and Germany mainly, and we also spent a little time in France, but spent a lot of time talking to these people in Holland and Germany, and I got involved in this conversation, and I thought about it a lot, and it's kind of true. So this was something that I knew that Americans do. We're very commonly, it's a common course of conversation, and so common that it's known, and I'd actually heard it spoken of in Europe by Europeans about, you know, they were pretty much pulling this, you know, like kind of gag or whatever, kind of having some fun with the Americans by asking us what, you know, where we were from, where our lineage hailed from, but basically just saying, where are you from, you know? Obviously, right. You're American, but where, you know, where does your lineage hail from? But that's not how they asked it. They just asked, you know, where are you from? And you know, a lot of people would be like, well, I'm 27% Scottish, and I'm 13% Japanese, 9% devil.
9% devil.
And I'd listened to a little bit of that. And like I said, this is kind of true. So I listened to it, and eventually, you know, I was patient. They worked their way around to me, and there's a, you know, well, and where are you from? I said, oh, I'm Native American. With a straight face, and they looked at me, and they're like, Native American, huh? I said, yeah. And they said, you're Native American, seriously? And I said, yeah, I was born there. Kansas, right in the middle. And it floored them because they were like, you know, that's true. You are all Native Americans. That was their point. That was the point they were trying to make. We aren't a quarter anything. We're Americans. That's what we are.
Yeah.
You guys have never even left. So, you know, you're real Americans.
Yep, we've been to Germany.
Yeah.
April's been to Scotland.
April's been to Scotland. I knew. I didn't know you guys had been to Germany. So, Jonathan's never left.
Nope.
Oh, well.
But
his adventure was Oklahoma.
You know what I'm saying? But so many
actually, my adventure was in Florida, but we'll not go there.
That's almost further away than Germany, at least logic wise. Florida is its own little universe. We don't need to talk about Florida too much. We don't want Florida to look into who I am and where I am and anything like that too much. So,
conspiracy theory.
Yes, Florida is plotting against me.
Okay. Yes, Hodgins.
Hodgins?
From Bones.
Oh.
I watch it a little, but not that much, so I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Hodgins is a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, do you like conspiracy theories? Do you think they're pretty interesting?
Not really.
Like, I think the most interesting thing I've ever seen, it is fun. There's a lot of crazy, crazy ideas out there. And some people take it so seriously. Like, if it was as clandestine as they think it is, we'd really be screwed. And maybe it is, because they're convinced.
The other thing I love is Ancient Aliens. That's fun to watch.
Yeah.
My mom loves that show. You know she that believes show? In aliens.
I don't think it's been on for a while, but with Jesse Ventura.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It feels ridiculous calling him the body anymore, but...
The governor?
The governator. Yeah. Oh, no, not the governator.
That's
Arnold. The mind. That's what he called himself, the mind, when he ran for governor, and he won. Minnesota, they'll elect anybody, literally anybody. But, you know, yeah, so... I see this clip and he goes to Area 51, like that's not what it's called, but to where it's supposed to be. And there's these signs, keep out, you know, lethal force allowed and all this stuff. And he's got cameras and he's walking towards the fence or whatever. And like guards show up in uniforms, army uniforms with guns.
Wow.
And like literally are pointing guns at him, telling him he's like sticking his foot at the fence like, nana nana boo boo, I'm gonna do it. And it's like literally they're like that paranoid, like they're literally like considering shooting this famous person if he sticks his toe over the line. And I'm like, to me, like, okay, here's where you derail the conspiracy theory.
That's on stage.
It well, exactly. Even if Jesse Ventura didn't stage it, like me, I'm trying to cover up alien technology and a whole bunch of government evil shit for hundreds or 50 years at least, and Jesse Ventura comes along wanting to poke his famous nose in it, I'm gonna be like, no, Mr. Ventura, everything's fine. And we're gonna go into this, oh, there's this weird microwave area where it EMPs everything, oh, and now we put you in the black bag and take you out into the desert, you know what I'm saying? You wake up and only your head's exposed and there's ants running towards you. So
or even better,
like if it was actually Area 51, if there were actually extraterrestrials there, that would not have made it to TV. Yeah.
This is what they could be doing. This is Area 51. This is where you go to all your TV alien stuff. This is some random other area. That's where it actually is.
Well, and yeah, it's most likely under Manhattan Island in New York, you know, somewhere where, you know,
nobody ever
looked with the size of the rats, they're never going to notice some aliens crawling around down there. So, you know, like it's not going to be out in the middle of the desert where everyone's already tripping off mushrooms anyway. And like, I guess it kind of works in New Mexico because it's a little pretty weird.
Oh, well, we got a whole city under
Courage's
New York.
House.
It's what right. House?
Under Courage's house.
Under Courage's house in the middle of nowhere.
Courage the Cowardly.
Speaking of oldie but goodies.
Courage the Cowardly.
Oh, I loved
dog.
Courage.
I loved him.
My kids love favorite. Courage, but like Courage really unnerves them at their age. They're just
really?
Yeah, that show's very intense and like they don't want to watch it by themselves and they're like they're very motivated to watch it, but they're very concerned at all times. Anytime Courage is worried, they're pretty much worried, which is anytime they're watching that show. It's a lot of fun. I love scaring my kids. It's the best. I'm always trying to convince my wife, oh, let's let them watch this. No. We can't let them watch that.
But why?
Yeah, exactly, because it'll scare the shit out of them.
See, my nephew, he walked up to me and he was like, "Will you take me to go watch Deadpool?" I'm like, "No." Mm. "Oh, hell no, I'm not going to take you to that movie." He's like, "But why not?" He's like, it's a superhero movie." I'm like, "It's not a superhero movie. You should be watching."
Yeah, we've been over this. He's not a superhero. He's a villain.
It's like Kick-Ass.
Well, I mean, this is...
Kick-Ass.
This is another
one like that. It's a Merc movie.
Yeah.
This is a Merc movie. This is an 8-year-old boy. You can't explain it. You can't explain to him, well, he's not really a hero, but still, I mean...
See, maybe I'm a bad person, but I've let my kids watch Kick-Ass. I mean, I realize that there's a lot of violence in it, but...
Meh.
Like, once I get to the end, if the moral is good, if the hero is true, you know, the blood and stuff, exposure and stuff like that, I don't know. You know, they're going to get that. The thing is, if I don't let them watch it, then they're going to be sneaking and watching it behind my back.
Then you go for Deadpool.
You're going to love Deadpool if I say it.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
You'll have a whole new meaning for the song Calendar Girl.
Yeah.
You'll have fun with it. Just put it that way. That'll give you a little teaser there. I love my little calendar girl.
Oh God, please don't sing Richard. Now I have a whole new meaning for that song. I don't understand how they were allowed to use X-Men. Explain that to me.
20th Century Fox has X-Men. And that's who has Deadpool. He's part of the X-Men franchise.
Colossus and someone.
Oh, okay. So that wasn't produced by Marvel. Oh, I thought Marvel was growing gonads.
Nope.
Oh.
What Deadpool's part of the mutants.
So that's not going to.
What was the name of the guy?
That's not going to go into the.
I don't remember.
Supersonic.
The Avengers universe.
Supersonic.
I guess we could call it at this point.
Bomb or something.
But Spider-Man is going to go into the Avengers
universe.
They're
crossing over Sony and. Marvel
Disney,
somehow
yeah, Marvel Disney. With the ears.
Yeah.
We need to get shirts made. Marvel with the Mickey Mouse ears.
True, and I'm sure they're working with trying to get 20th Century Fox on board too at some point.
If I was Fox, I'd tell them to shove it up there.
Wow,
so much money's there to be made.
I mean, well, if they keep doing it like they did with Deadpool, they're going to make the money. Yeah.
Right,
true.
I like the Colossus. I mean, I only saw the preview, but the Colossus was a lot cooler.
You see, to me, they kind of have started crossing over a little bit. Oh, crap, you haven't seen the movie. I can't say nothing.
Yeah, so shut it. Deadpool, dummy. Deadpool. Try to stay on topic. Sorry, I'm getting cranky.
We've been all over the place.
But we're on a topic right now. all right, well, that's all for tonight, folks, and you can catch us here every week slapping Jonathan. Bidip, 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 bidip. Goodbye.
Yeah, let's not slap me except for Lenny.
Wow,
that works.
Slap Lenny.
You're special. You get to slap Lenny. Not
he
us,
said.
You can.
He said I could.
We're out.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.